KC4 HKX mobile.
KC4 SKD.
I hope you're having a good day, or had a good day. You're a little scratchy in the repeater.
It's a pretty good day. I'm heading home now.
We're in the Easley area. It gets a little scratchy over that way.
Christmas lights, but I don't know now.
I hadn't looked that far ahead. know it's supposed to get cold again, and it looks like the wind's picking back up this evening. I know it's pushing me around over here on the road.
Saying in the morning's supposed to be record low, and I don't like that. I'm not a cold weather person. I'm ready for springtime.
I hadn't heard the record low yet, but I heard it was supposed to be cold again in the morning. This cold and hot and cold again have everybody's sinuses all messed up.
Sent me a picture. The other morning they had snow, a light dusting of snow where he lives.
Tuesday morning when I come out, it was snowing at the house and they ended up canceling school. So, yeah, already dealing with snow this early. Not looking good.
Anyway, we just have to do the best we can. I got to get my Christmas shopping done. You know, a lot of times people just end up stopping gift cards, but some of the kids actually like to hand them a toy.
Well, hang on a minute, Larry. I got to make a turn here.
Where is KD?
It's a little tight four-way stop, and there's a lot of traffic there, so I need to pay attention to what I was doing.
Our neighbor's little boy, this has been about 3-4 years ago. I got him some walkie-talkies for Christmas. Oh, man. That was one of the best Christmas presents ever. He enjoyed that immediately.
I wish we could find a way to keep that little boy's interest in radio and something like that so they would get into the hobby.
He's a smart kid. He's very, you know, very intelligent. There's a couple of guys at the office I've been trying to talk into getting their license, but I can't seem to do that. One of them, he bought a Balfone radio, said he listens, but I said, man, you need to go take your test. And maybe one day you will.
Something will happen. Oh, wait, it did. That'll spark that interest. And you think that would convince people to go get their license, but I don't know.
And wrote for Radio Shack. He sold CB radios. I said, you know a lot about it already. You know, just go study. And I told him I'd help you, but I can't get him to do that either.
That church I was volunteering with up there, quite a few of the members up there are wanting to get their license next year. So we'll see how that goes.
My brother, Randall, he used to work at Stone Mountain, Georgia. And when he got his license there, there was like 5 or 6 that he worked with. They all went and got their ham license.
In the group, the circle of friends and acquaintances I know, nobody else has got theirs. So I'm hoping to convince a few of them to get them anyway.
You mentioned church. So what church do you volunteer at?
I was volunteering up at Anchor when I was doing the net control for the storm. That's where I was at.
Well, anyway, I better go ahead and sign with you. I got to go in here and get some food, but I hope you have a good rest of your ride home. Good talking to you, Patrick.
And I forget that most people down here don't know what Anchor is. It's Anchor Baptist Church there in Pisgah Forest.
I've done sound work at churches before, installed and programmed a Yamaha digital mixer with a amp rack and all the speakers and choir mics. And that was a big job, but I love doing sound work.
They have a legal limit AM station and a little 10,000 watt FM station for the church there, so they've got plenty of sound work to do. And then all of it in the PAs and intercoms in the church, too.
They can get into some work, and the worst part of it, is, of course, is running the wires in the walls and under the floors and ceilings, and that's the real work is right there. I gotta go, Patrick. Good talking to you, and we'll chat with you later. KO4HKX, KC4SKD.
7-3, enjoy that supper. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile.
Hook up the float charger, which I don't think was hooked right. I'm telling you, Patrick, I think I make it back up the steps. It's bloody well cold out there already. It says it's 42, but it feels like 31 with the wind. 7 to 17 out of the east in 0 TR.
The wind is really blowing. That's pushing me around out here. I'm having to really pay attention to the road.
I was getting ready to put a new screen thingy on my phone, so I'll let you go. I didn't know if you noticed how cold out there it was, but it's cold, even for polar bears like you and my neighbor. See you later, glad you stopped by, N0TR.
Tom, you and Miss Bernice are always fun to come and visit with, and thanks again for the eggs, KO4HKX, and the pineapple banana bread. I'm going to look forward to enjoying that. I haven't tried it yet, though. KO4HKX, mobile.